Hi, everyone. I'm out for a walk on a beautiful sunny day. I'm so glad it's spring. And oy vey, there are the neighbor's dogs again. I'll tell you all about that story in a minute. I just have to get past. I didn't want my neighbor accidentally overhearing me if she was outside. There are these dogs across the alley from my building, and their owner leaves them out all the time. They're not pit bulls, but apparently they look like pit bulls. And as you can probably hear, they have very loud, large barks, and they bark all the time. All day and sometimes into the night. And I'm getting so sick of it. To me, it's not fair that their owner just leaves them out constantly like that. Especially in cold weather. I mean, today's a really nice day, but she often leaves them out when it's, you know, -5, -10 degrees Celsius. I probably shouldn't do this, but I've been seriously tempted to call the SPCA because to me it's abuse. You're welcome to think that's mean or nasty of me if you like. I don't know if I should or not because I don't want to get myself into trouble either, but at the same time, it's not right for these dogs to be left out like that, to constantly bark at people all day and half the night. And I'm like fairly far away from where they live now, and you can still hear them. And that's nothing compared to what they sometimes get up to. Oh, well, I do like dogs very much, just am beginning to be driven insane by those particular ones. Speaking of dogs, though, I saw the nicest one on Sunday. Oh, she was lovely. I went to a concert in the afternoon, and as I was going up to the church where the concert was being held, this dog came up to me, and I actually ran into her and reached down to pet her and make sure she was okay. And she was so friendly. She was a big, long-haired dog. And she sniffed me and licked my hand and was wagging her tail 90 miles an hour. She was just so sweet. Now, I kept calling her a boy. I kept saying good boy. Because I didn't actually know what gender she was. But then I finally said, oh, I wonder who you belong to, Mr. or Miss. And then her owner, who must have been there all the time and just didn't say anything, he finally said, oh, it's a miss. So I said, oh, what breed of dog is she? And he said an English something, and I missed the last part because some traffic came by at that point. Ooh, I just ran into a hedge. Lovely. This is what you get for not paying attention. Yeah, so I missed the last part of the dog's breed. And I would have inquired again, but I had to go. I was kind of late. But oh, she was such a sweet dog. So friendly. I wanted to take her home. Yeah, I generally like dogs. I don't really want one of my own, but I love other people's dogs. I can't stand those darn dogs across the alley. Ooh. Anyway, it's too nice today to get worked up about that, so I'm not going to. I actually don't really even need a jacket up here. I've got a light coat on, but it's not necessary, really. Anyhow, the concert I attended, oh my goodness, I wouldn't have missed that for the world. It was amazing. It was some pieces by Vaughan Williams that were played on piano and viola, and then sung by the tenor with the most gorgeous voice I have ever heard. And he's local. And I got to meet him afterward and shake his hand. And then after the Vaughan Williams, there was a very interesting cantata by Weinberger called The Way to Emmaus. And at first I thought it was very postmodern and atonal, and it didn't do anything for me. And then it started to grow on me, because the story was very moving and the way it was sung was very moving. And so about two-thirds in, I started to actually be amazed at how beautiful the piece was. And the poor lady that sang it, she had gotten a cold two nights before, and she wasn't sure if she'd be able to sing it properly. But she did. I was absolutely amazed. And that piece requires a huge range. So yeah, that was a fantastic concert. Speaking of fantastic things, I have to tell you folks, the nicest thing happened to me today. I just got finished eating lunch, it was great timing, when a lady from church who was on the fellowship committee called me up and she said, would you consider being a door greeter and an usher some Sunday mornings at church? And that meant a lot to me because, okay, this might sound a tad egotistical, and if it does, I apologize. But to me, it indicates that people think I'm capable and competent, and that means a lot. It really does. So I immediately said yes. She initially wanted me to do it at Easter, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be here that weekend. I kind of want to be because there are some events happening that I'd like to attend, both at church and in my building. But my parents might want to get together, so I tentatively said yes. And then she called me back and said maybe it would be better if you do it in May. So she penciled me in for May. And I'm very honored, I have to tell you. It's so nice to be thought of. And I told her so. And then she said, she's such a sweet woman, she said, oh, I think of you all the time. And whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I'm sure it isn't, but it was very nice of her to say that to me. Oh, by the way, since I've mentioned nice people, I have to ask, have any of my good listeners heard anything from Lisa, i.e. Dreamy Marmot, here on Audio Boom? I really miss her. I do have an email address for her, but it might be an old one. I sent her an email a while ago. No, it didn't come back to me. So I don't know if she got it or not, but I did send her an email just to say I hope she was doing well and that I missed hearing from her. So I'm wondering if any of you know how she's doing. I also really miss good old Mac McColgan. I used to look forward every day to listening to his shower music and his morning thoughts booze. And he doesn't post anymore. Maybe he just doesn't feel like it or decided to give it a rest for a while. I know how that is. But I hope he comes back. I miss Paul Omani too, Omani Blog. He has been spirited away by the evil that is Anchor.fm. It must die. He's been attracted by it. And I don't like it for various reasons that I won't go into now. I might discuss them at some later date, but yeah, I have a lot of issues. Well, not issues per se, but just things about the app that just don't work for me, personally. But I miss him too. Okay, and I'm back home now. I'm gonna check the post on my way in. See if I have anything that isn't junk. Some hopes. Oh dear, I ate really spicy.